Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As usual, we'll help you keep it running. The help we get from Dan Burns, who is an ASC-certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And you were commenting how nice, what a nice morning it is. Right. It's going to be a hot one today.
Actually, but, you know, I was contrasting what it is to walk down these downtown streets today with the breeze blowing, and it's just beautiful versus January.
Oh my goodness!
Because when the wind is blowing at the same speed, and it's so uncomfortable.
That comes up from the Mississippi.
Yeah,
it gets compressed or whatever, amplified as it gets blown through the. What I call the concrete canyon.
It's really cold downtown in the wintertime, that's for sure.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But as we said, it's going to be real stifling for some folks. And again, we said it earlier today, if you have a friend or a neighbor, maybe a senior citizen or somebody who has health care issues, make sure they're okay.
Yeah. You know? I actually have a niece that works nights at Abbott Hospital as a nurse, and she doesn't have air conditioning, so she's coming to sleep today at our house.
Good idea. Yeah, things like that.
Where it's cool, yeah.
That's great. If you do have a car care question, we'll accept it as we always do every Saturday. Dan will help you out either by phone, which is 651-989-9226. We've cleared the line, so if you do have a car care question, don't wait. Dan will be with us till about 7:45 this morning. So if you want some help from an ASC-certified technician, get some advice before you bring your vehicle into your favorite dealer, your favorite car. At least you'll be armed with more information than you had. Now, we say that often, that is good. As a repair person, you want to have as much information as you can because it helps everybody.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, the old one. Well, I do this myself when I go to the doctor. I only tell them part of the story because I don't want them to know everything. And the truth is when you're dealing with your car, we do the same thing. You don't want us to find everything that's wrong because it costs too much. But you have choices. You can decide what you do and don't want to fix. But you're best if we know all about it. And it's cheapest for you if you tell me all of the information. So, and not only that, when you're bringing your car in for a particular complaint, something you're hearing or some way that it's acting or whatever, pay lots of attention on the days before you bring it in so that you have all of that information. When it happens, how it happens, you know, help me reenact what's going on because that just helps the whole process go better.
Take some notes.
I want to fix your car, but in order for me to fix your car, I have to see it act up, and you can help me figure out how to do that.
All right, very good. 651-989-9226. You can call Dan right now, or if you'd rather send a text, 81807. We have some text messages. You probably have to help me out with this one now. 2005 Ford Focus ZX, 141,000 miles. But for my son, clean car, blocked from small dealership. Car randomly loses power. It's kind of garbled here. Pull to the side of the road, start back up, runs fine. There's a code, and the engine light came up. Cleared code, still doesn't know engine light. What could it be? Well, this is, again, kind of garbled.
You know, what would really be helpful there is to is to have that information on what the code is exactly. And
how about this? It looks like, again, this could be a garbled information. P0420 is 0420.
Yeah, the 0420 is a catalytic converter code, which would not have anything to do with the problem that they're experiencing. You know, when you experience an intermittent drivability problem like that, the process, you know, there's only so many ingredients that a car needs to go down the road, the engine. And it's, you know, it needs gas, it needs compression, it needs timing, it needs spark. And we can test all those things. And in fact, we do. That's exactly what we do is we hook up equipment that will test each of those four or five areas while we're driving down the road, get the car to act up, which is important, and then we'll see which one of the ingredients is missing. And then once I know which ingredient's missing, then it's a much easier task to get to the bottom of it and figure out what's going on. And unless I have that information, you know, to narrow it down a little bit, it's impossible. It could be a million things that's causing the problem. But that's what we go through when we're trying to get an intermittent problem tacked up for us.
And sometimes, let's face it, as you know yourself, you look at text messages, and if you're typing yourself, sometimes that auto spell, whatever. I mean, it comes up with some strange stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Chad is calling from Elk River. Chad, you're on with Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So I purchased my mom. She's always wanted a convertible. I got her a Pontiac G6 convertible. And it's got a trash control light, check engine light, and airbag light that comes on randomly. I can't really figure out when or why or what.
And you're wondering why that's happening.
Yeah, check engine light is giving me, it's running lean on both banks. And the trash control light, I can't test that, so I don't know what's going on with that. And then the airbag lights got me wondering, too. I don't know. I started thinking like maybe a whole computer or something.
No, actually, the traction control light often comes on many cars. The traction control will come on with any kind of drivability problem just to protect. So that the traction control, or it disables the traction control because it can't trust the information that it's getting. And I don't know, it could be doing that with the airbag light too, although I don't think so. But at any rate, to get back to the drivability problem and the lean problem that you're experiencing, which is what I think is the culprit in the whole thing going on here. That particular car is known for intake manifolds leaking, the gaskets and the seals allowing too much air to get into the engine, and because of that the engine can't control or can't manage the fuel properly, and so because of that it's setting that code. If all the codes were cleared, I'll bet your traction control will come back and work properly. Also, the airbag, maybe not. Maybe that's another issue. But I think if you get after that code with the lean mixture, you'll get most of your problem solved.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Good deal.
Perfect.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the call. And Chad leaves that line open at 651-989-9226. Steve, you're going to be next on the phone, and we'll get some more text messages too. By the way, if you'd rather send Dan a text with your car care question, 81807. We'll pick up on more calls and text messages on our car care show.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our car care show here on 830 WCCO. Denny, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located where, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. On Grand Avenue. We're located on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or actually, Nick will be there this morning if you want to give him a call, 651-228-1316.
And there's always great shopping and coffee and all that. It's a great avenue.
You know,
there's
a lot to do while you're getting your car fixed, and that's good for us. That helps.
Sure.
To keep you entertained.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's help some folks out here, both on the phone and texters. Let's see, who was waiting here? It would be Steve in St. Croix Falls. Thanks for waiting, Steve.
Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Dan, I watch and listen to your show all the time. I really enjoy this.
Thank you.
I have a question on oil viscosity. 100 different brands out there, and they all manufacture the viscosities. Is there a actual difference in, say, a 1030 of one brand versus a 1030 of another brand? And do I have to actually stay with a certain brand all the time, or can you get a 1030 of one brand, and if you have to add oil, you can get it from a different brand?
Is
there a problem with that?
Yeah, no, I do not see a problem with that. I think you should use whatever works for you or a quality product that's the best value on a particular day. we were talking about this at the shop one day, and, you know, especially the import cars have gotten so finicky on the grade of oil or the viscosity of the oil, the 10W something or the 5W something, those numbers. And, you know, they're measured, they're refined. That happens in the refining process where they're assigned that label. And of course, there's some variables in that procedure. And so a 5W 21 day is not exactly the same 520 tomorrow in the refining process, just by nature. They draw the lines, and of course, between the lines, there's some wiggle room on how they're labeled. So I don't think that it's, you know, as important as some people think it to be, because it's just not a perfect science like we wish it was, yeah. But it's just not. So, you know, stay close to what they recommend and use a good quality product, synthetic oils versus non-synthetic oils, or synthetic blends versus conventional.
Can you mix, if you need to add a quart, let's say, can you use conventional oil, could you put in a quart of synthetic?
Oh, absolutely.
You could.
Absolutely.
As long as it's the same viscosity.
You know, the conventional oils, the refining process has gotten so good with the conventional oils, they're almost a synthetic anymore anyway. So it's like I say, it's kind of a gray area, and there's lots of wiggle room within all of those defined areas for them to move.
Good question, though, Steve. Thanks. Interesting. Dick is calling from Springfield with a question. How you get, Dick? Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I've got a 2015 Silverado with 24,000 miles on, and I was driving yesterday, and the oil pressure light came on. And the oil's good in it, and I just want to know if it's safe to drive to the dealer, or should I have it towed?
It's a brand new truck, and I would probably have it towed. First of all, I would try it this morning and make sure the oil light is still on. If it's not, then I'd be comfortable driving it. But what you don't know is it the light that's defective? We hope it's the light that's defective, because you don't want to have been driving it at all with no oil pressure. But if indeed it has no oil pressure, you don't want to create more problems by driving it. So if the light is still on this morning, I would recommend that you have it towed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dick, very good. Better to be safe, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We've had this question before, Dan. This texter said, or the question is, would you buy a used car with a CVT transmission?
Sure. Yeah, they've actually proved to be pretty reliable and pretty dependable.
What does that mean? Is a variable? Is it a...
Yeah, the actual gears. It's kind of like a snowmobile. The faster you go, the more the transmission winds up, and so it's an infinite number of gears instead of the four speeds.
So
or
you
six
don't feel
speeds.
It going through a change.
You don't feel it shifting through there. And no, they're fine. They're that would certainly not be a reason for me not to buy a particular vehicle.
All right, 651-989-9226. There are other text messages, and I know we have to take a quick break here. Let's see. I have a 2010 Equinox with just over 400. They want you to look at your crystal ball here. A 2010 Equinox, just over 414,000 miles. Any idea how much longer my vehicle would continue?
Yeah.
It could be a while.
I think that's actually a brag one, and they have good right to brag about the fact that they've taken good care of their vehicle for it to have 400,000 miles on it, and it has certainly served them well. So, if it quits tomorrow, it deserves to be quit. It deserves to quit because it's tired. But
it's tired. Yeah.
But it probably will keep going. There's no reason for it not to.
All right, we're going to keep going too. I have to take a bottom of the hour break. Dan will be with us for about another 12-13 minutes or so. So, folks on the line, texters, hang in there. We'll be right back with more car care here on a hot day, or at least will be. 77 is our current temp, going for about another 20 degrees before we start somewhat cooling off.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny along with Dan Burns. Dan will be here till, for about another, I don't know, 8 minutes or so, 9 minutes.
Till we're done. We'll stay till we're done.
Very good. I like that attitude. Steve in Buffalo has been waiting on the horn. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, gentlemen. See, I've got a 2003 Cadillac SLS, and it sounds like a sewing machine. Somebody told me it was one of my air shocks in the back. Is that possible to, probably not, throw some tape on it temporary?
Yeah, no. At very high pressure, and it could be the air shock. And what you're hearing is there's an electric pump, an electric motor that runs to keep it full of air, and it's running all the time because there's a leak somewhere, and the leak is not necessarily the shock. It could be in the line somewhere, but I guess quite often it is the shock, and it's an expensive repair. But you know they sell kits. If it's an old car and you're kind of done with it, but they sell kits that you can eliminate those air shocks with and disable the pump and then just put kind of an old-fashioned shock and spring back there. And it's cheaper to do it that way, but then, of course, you have to deal with the fact that your warning light is on all the time and so forth. So
the engine light would come on?
The airbag warning light would come on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yes, that would come on.
But
I priced them out $50 a piece. That ain't too bad.
For the airbag shock?
No. For the shock.
Oh, yeah, to replace them with an aftermarket style.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, then try that. That might work good, too.
All right, good. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Let's see if we can pick up on some text messages here. Texter says this: I have a 2004 Volvo Cross Country. I had the engine light checked, and it said I needed an O2 sensor. I looked on YouTube, and it looks like a pretty easy thing to do. Is that something that an average person can do?
Well, first of all, if it says it needs an O2 sensor, let me back up. If it says there's a code relating to the O2 sensor, that does not at all mean that the O2 sensor is what has failed. What it means is that the O2 sensor is stuck in a position, and it could be stuck in the position for lots of reasons, you know, any kind of engine performance problem or an air leak or a whole bunch of things would cause that code to happen. And it's not necessarily that the O2 sensor has failed. So my recommendation would get some more diagnosis done on the vehicle. Be sure what it is that you're replacing before you replace it. And then if you want to go ahead and do the work yourself, you sure can. But have it checked out first.
Okay. Good idea. Back to the phones we go. Rosie's calling from Victoria. Rosie, you're on with Dan.
Dan, my husband pointed out several years ago that a lot of running lights on, like, the 2000-era Chevrolet trucks and some GMCs, there was always one running light burned out, and you still see them on the highway.
Yes, you do.
Is that a very bad batch?
See it all the time.
It's common. It's the running light that fails, and it's also the connectors that fail. So if you have that problem going on in your car, my recommendation would be to change both the light and the socket, and you'll have to solder in a new socket. But change both the light and the socket, and that'll take care of it for you for a good long time.
You do see that often. You really do.
Yeah, you really do.
Texter says this. Thanks, Rosie. Texter says, I have a 2000 Audi A6, and the front CV joint is bad. I don't have the funds for a whole new axle shaft. Is it a difficult job to replace just the CV joint, or should I just wait and get the whole axle shaft when it's in the budget?
That depends how long it's been open and exposed to the elements. If it's been open a long time and it's all full of dirt, if all the grease has flung out of it and it's full of dirt and grime, or if it's making any noise when you're turning, then it would need to be replaced. If it's a fresh crack in the boot and it has not been too long, then the boot can be replaced. You can repack it with grease.
Oh, you can.
And it will serve you again just fine. So the answer is it depends how long it's been.
All right. I'm going to try to get through this text, and maybe you can help me translate it. Where do we start? I just picked up my rebuilt car for my 1965 Land Cruiser. I topped off with fresh gas and stable last fall. The shop said that the stable ethanol and water will most likely have separated out. He said just running the truck 20 minutes or so will most likely result in bad fuel being left in the carb. I put Lucas gas treatment for ethanol in the tank last night. Do I dare install the carb and run or drain 20 gallons of gas from the tank? And where does one take 20 gallons of gas?
Those are all good questions. And old gas is not good. I certainly would drain some or flush some of the gas through through the lines if you can. If it's an electric pump, I would run some fuel through there to at least get part of it out of there. And then if you do that, anything that's settled in the bottom will have come out. And then at that point, I would, put the carburetor on and then use it. Use up that fuel and put some fresh fuel in. But I think once you start driving the vehicle, unless there's gallons of problems in the tank, once you start driving the vehicle, it'll stay mixed up and the additives that you've put in there will help. But, disposal of 20 gallons of gas is a problem that you would need to deal with. So you're better off if you can burn it.
Yep. Here's somebody who's in for a steamy day. AC works. Let's see, kind of a car. It was a 2004 Grand Marquis. AC works, but no air comes out of the dash vents.
The AC work. Well, if it's, then you've got a blower problem.
Okay.
There's the compressor's running, but the fan is not working, and that's usually a pretty easy fix. Could be as simple as a fuse.
Okay.
That's a fused item. So check your fuses, or sometimes if you know where the blower motor is, sometimes it's an electric motor, and oftentimes just tapping on the motor itself will bring it back to life, which is true with any electric motor. You jar the brushes a little bit, they make contact again, and you get a little more time out of them. It's not a long term fix, but you do get them working again for a little bit. And don't use a big hammer. Gently tap it.
We have one more text that I think we have to run. I go for an oil change on a 2014 Ford Escape with 55,000 miles on it, and they recommend flushing the transmission fluid, power steering, rear differential, and brake fluid all for about $589. I did none of it. Your thoughts?
Look in your maintenance. Look at the maintenance schedule in your vehicle and see if the manufacturer recommends that. If the manufacturer recommends it, then yes, you want to do that. If the manufacturer does not recommend it, then I would not do it.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, I don't like to create trouble with maintenance that's not necessary.
Yeah, makes sense.
Do what's necessary.
Read the manual.
Do what the manufacturer recommends and stick with that.
How do we find Lloyd's today and next week?
Come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Well, have a nice week, and we'll see you 1 week from today.
Sounds good.
Right,
I'll be here.
Good. Dan Burns, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.